I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Vladimir Putin was re-elected on Sunday to 4 more years as the president of Russia. Putin won a second term with more than 70% of the vote, almost 20% more than he received in the year 2000. George Gorton is an expert on Russian presidential campaigns. He was one of three American political consultants hired to help Boris Yeltsin win the presidency in 1996. Gorton now heads the California Group and most recently served as a consultant on Arnold Schwarzenegger's gubernatorial campaign. He spoke with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
George Gorton, are Russian voters driven by the same things American voters are, including those 30-second TV ads where the opponent morphs into a picture of Tsar Nicholas II?
Well, TV ads work the same all over the world if they're designed the same and using the same process. If you use focus groups, polls, and perception analyzers to design a commercial in Russia, it's going to be the same type of thing as a commercial in the United States. You know, you're going to find out what the voters are interested in, and you're going to give them a vote determinative commercial.
So is it the negative campaigning, the last second push? Is this what we see in a close Russian election as opposed to what we saw yesterday?
Well, in case after case around the world, the negative commercials work better than positive ones. You know, that's not anything that political consultants make up. It's just that it happens to be the truth. Maybe people respond to pain better than pleasure, I guess.
What are the fundamental differences between the Russian electorate and the American electorate, what they're looking for in their leaders?
Well, Russia is certainly in a different place in its development than the United States is. We're a mature economy and a mature democracy, but one of the things that that you'll find as a difference is that in the United States, you know, we value freedom of speech and freedom of worship and those sorts of things, which are only kind of theoretical in Russia still. They haven't really taken hold. I call it my hungry bear theory. If you're being chased to the woods by a hungry bear, you're not too concerned about freedom of the press, the freedom of religion. And Russia is still sort of in the hungry bear stage of its growth.
Generally, we think that America is at the cutting edge of election technology and techniques, but is there anything that American campaigns can pick up from the Russians as opposed to vice versa?
The Russians are more serious about the outcome and less serious about the way to get it done than we are. You know, we follow a lot of rules in terms of campaign laws, and we're regulated really almost to death in terms of our campaign things. They're pretty wild. Rumor was, or the press reported in 1996, that the Yeltsin campaign spent over $300 million on the election, and that is a lot of money in Russia, where a dollar goes a lot farther. So maybe we can just learn that the way we do things is a lot more refined than we think.
So you're saying it's mostly the lack of a democratic instinct on behalf of the Russians. But do you think if in America the men who want power here could do what Putin did, which is to say control as much media as they could, would they do that? Is it just that we have laws stopping the people who seek power in America from doing the same thing?
Well, I think there's always somebody who's in America or any other country who's seeking power who will go to any lengths to get it. And you know, in Russia, they have a long tradition, by the way, of paying the press. You know, the people in the court of the Tsar paid the press, and the people of the Yeltsin campaign paid the press. So yeah, the answer to the question generally, I think power seekers are power seekers the world over, and they would go to excess of the United States, but we have rules, laws, and competing power sources that keep everybody in check.
George Gorton is a political consultant who worked on Boris Yeltsin's 1996 presidential re-election campaign. Thanks a lot, Mr. Gorton.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.